Again, that number is 970-578-9779.
Live from wherever it is you're at,
this is Swamp Fight
with JD the Colorado Deplorable.
Live from wherever it is you're at. That's a fact. Free speech, fairy dust. Think about that for a second. Let that soak in. Free speech, fairy dust. Okay? What's going on right now with these Marxists that are running the Biden administration is the most dangerous communistic development in my opinion, and possibly in this nation's history, okay? This, what's going on with this Ministry of Misinformation deal, that should make the hairs on the back of your neck stand up. For real. Never has there been a bigger attack on America at home or abroad, again, in my opinion, than what they're trying to do with this. We have got to do every single little bitty thing we can to stop this. This cannot happen. Okay? Cannot happen. Department of Homeland Security, which was created back in the early 2000s by George Bush, of course, and they used 9/11, the events of 9/11-2001, to justify this thing. And, of course, back then, you know, everybody's gung-ho, being patriotic. Everybody wanted revenge, of course, because we were attacked. And it was a much, much easier pill to swallow when George Bush and his people, there's always the people behind the presidents. President, a lot of the times, Donald Trump wasn't like that. Donald Trump would tell him, you know, no. He wasn't afraid to do that. But most of these other presidents, they just go along with it, go along to go along type of deal. So, how do you feel about the Department of Homeland Security regulating free speech? Wow. Okay. I mean, did you ever think that you would see the day? I mean, we certainly thought about it when Obama was in office, things like this. We certainly thought about it when Hillary Rodham Clinton was running for president. I know I did, but did I really believe that this could happen in America? I don't think I did. Honestly, yeah, I don't think I did. So, what they're calling the Ministry of Misinformation, this disinformation governance board, which is newly created by the Biden administration, okay? And that particular little group there, this new bureaucratic entity that has been created, is going to be headed up by this lady, Nina Jankowicz, okay? I don't know if you know who she is, but she is as leftist, as Marxist, as crazy as it gets, okay? That's what she is. She's, she was the one that came out and defended the Hunter Biden laptop from hell. She was the one out there on every single news network saying it was Russian misinformation, disinformation. I mean, imagine that. And now she's heading up something to do with exactly that, misinformation. You've got one of the biggest liars in government in Washington, D.C., in the swamp. One of the biggest liars ever, who is now in charge of censoring misinformation. Okay? This whole Biden administration, that's what the way it's been. That's how it's gone. Okay? Just a bunch of crazy leftist Marxist nut bars being put in charge of everything, literally everything. And they can get away with it because they've got a boss, a commander-in-chief, who's senile. Okay, he don't know what's going on. And I'm not just saying that. He does not know what's going on. From one day to the next, he doesn't. And actually, going to be touching on that a little bit later in the show. I'm going to be talking about some stuff that's definitely going to perk your ears up when it comes to Biden. And just to give you a little hint, basically about what's going on back there in Wilmington, Delaware, at his home. Okay? So, I'll get back to that. But this all ties in together. It sure does. Alright, so, back to the Ministry of Misinformation. So, this all started, by the way, it's up to us, we the people, to fact check the government, not the other way around. Let me just say that. Okay, these people work for us. It's not up to them to fact check us. It's up to us to fact check them. And they have failed this test miserably, especially the media. I mean, the mainstream, left-stream media, it's nothing but lies and cover-ups. And this lady, this Nina Jankowicz, she's right there at the top of that list, her and Adam Schiff. Okay, we'll get back on this after the break. Stay with us, folks. I got a lot coming your way today. JD, the Colorado Deplorable, here on AM 1360 KHNC.
60KHNC.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360KHNC.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360KHNC.com/shop.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Do you own or run a small business and listen to 1360 KHNC? Do your customers have the same beliefs and ideas that you do? Then you should advertise with 1360 KHNC. Call 970-587-5003. Don't be unintelligent. Advertise with 1360 KHNC at 970-587-5003.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
A lot of people said that Barack Hussein Obama was the great deceiver, including myself. And there's no doubt he was extremely deceptive, okay? But, you know, we don't see these things coming as human beings. We don't. I mean, whatever's in the Bible, whatever God's got in store, all these things, like Jesus said, coming like a thief in the night. I mean, we do not see these things coming. We don't understand them. So we don't know for sure who these people are going to be. Who is it? Who is going to be? Who is the Antichrist? Who is the deceiver? All these different people. Well, it's very possible that this Nina Jankowicz could be the one. The person, the great deceiver. Very possibly. Let me let's cue up an audio clip here real quick, and let me just give you a little bit of a taste of who this Nina Jankowicz nut really is.
Imagine that, you know, with President Trump right now calling all of these news organizations that have inconvenient for him stories that they're getting out there, that he's calling fake news and now lashing out at platforms. I would never want to see our executive branch have that sort of power. I think we're seeing cooperation ramp up on a number of levels, so I will be completely honest and say that my program at the Wilson Center is partially funded by Facebook.
So she admitted, this was a few years back, that what she does, what she's been doing for years at the Wilson Center, which is a Marxist leftist haven. It's one of those organizations. But she admitted there that it's funded by Facebook. Okay? So, Jeff Zuckerberg, all these leftists, billionaire nuts. They're the ones who finance these groups and these people. All these things that they want to happen, the leftist billionaires, all the things that they want, they kick in a bunch of money. What was it? Zuckerberg kicked in over $400 million to the Democrat cause in 2020. Almost a half a billion dollars, people. These guys can do a lot of damage with that kind of money. Okay? My question also is, why now? Okay? Why are the Democrats, the leftists, the Marxists, why are they, those people who are actually in control of the White House? Okay? Why are they doing this all of a sudden? Why now? Of course, we've heard rumblings about this, and they've talked about it secretly for several years. But all of a sudden, first of all, the Democrats know that if they don't do something drastic, they're going to get absolutely slaughtered in November. They know that. They're not stupid, okay? Quite the opposite. Even though their political strategies most of the time leave me scratching my head, I sometimes wonder if they are stupid, some of the things that they've done. Anyway, they know. Come November in the midterm elections, that it is not going to be pretty for their side. They are going to lose a record number of seats in Congress. Period. How do I know that? I just do, okay? You be sure to call in and tell me I was wrong if I was wrong come November. So, in 2020, they knew that they were going to lose to Donald Trump, but it wasn't going to be anywhere near the loss or the losses that they're getting ready to experience this year in November. I'm talking about both houses of Congress. I'm talking about governorships. I'm talking about all the way up and down and up and down the line again. School boards, city councils, state legislators, all the way through to the swamp. Their losses that they thought they were going to experience in 2020 were nothing compared to what they've got coming in November. So, and even with that, they did what they did. You know, you got the Dominion voting systems, the machines, the software. You had the mail-in ballots. You had the ballot harvesting. You had ballot boxes on every other corner in these, and they were very strategically placed in these battleground areas, which are the urban cities of battleground states, like Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, okay? That's where this stuff happens, man. That's where this stuff goes on. But point is, look at all the crap they pulled to cheat their way to victory in 2020. And they weren't looking at anywhere near the losses they're looking at now. So what are they going to do now? Well, they're going to try and do something even worse and even bigger, whatever they can get away with. And quite frankly, I don't really think they care if they get away with it or not, if we find out the truth, if we know they're lying. They're way past that. Way past that point. They'll flat out look you right in the eye and lie to your face, knowing that you're going to find out the truth after it's too late. They know this. That's the point that the left has gotten to. They do not care. They are so power hungry and so desperate to stay in power right now that they'll do anything, folks. Absolutely anything. Here, like I said, every few years, independents and a few other voters, they give these Democrats another chance. I don't know why, but they do. You know, and we've talked about how insane that is, doing the same thing over and over and over, expecting a different result. Yeah, that's insanity. And that's what it is when you vote for Democrats every few years, you're giving them another shot, another chance, because every time they're in office, this is what we get. So, back to my point, Democrats know they're getting ready to experience a bloodbath in November with the election. And then here comes Elon Musk, out of the blue. And he buys up the left's sacred number one propaganda tool, Twitter. Twitter. Well, Twitter for the left, for the Democrats, just went from the birds, Twitter, just went from Twitter to crickets. That's what it went to. Now, he hasn't taken it over yet, but he's going to. He will. And hopefully he's going to do what he says. Hopefully he's going to let both sides of an opinion state their views and state their opinions. I mean, that's what it's supposed to be like. Well, we all know with Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and some others that it hasn't been like that for the last few years, especially ever since Donald Trump first walked down those escalators and ran for president. What was the first thing they did? They got control of Twitter and Facebook, and they put in these algorithms to squeeze out conservatives and Christians, to squeeze out our conservative patriotic opinions and our religious freedoms, to squeeze all that out. Censorship. That's what's so hilarious about this ministry of misinformation. Well, the Biden White House is the ministry of they are misinformation. The Biden White House, Joe Biden, my gosh, people, I mean, he'll lie about anything. The guy even lied about how many times his dog Major bit Secret Service people. They hid that and covered that up. Turns out that dog had bitten people 8 different times. They lied about it. They flat out lied. What's worse is that the left-stream news media, they lied about it too. They went with that story and they covered it up, just like they do with everything. Okay? So, Democrats know they're getting ready to get slaughtered in November. So they know that they've got to do some heavy-duty, use some heavy-duty tactics to even have a little bit of a chance. And then, so they already knew that, and then here comes Elon Musk, and he buys up Twitter. Well, now they're freaking out. I mean, really, really, really going off the deep end. And they're saying, we can't let this happen. We have to stop this. The government can't buy Twitter, but they can sure as crap regulate the heck out of it. And they could even take it over at some point, like they do in countries that does these types of things, like Russia, like China, like Iran, and on and on and on. If they don't like something, they just turn it off, or they take it over, or they bury it, you know, whatever they have to do, that's what they do. And that's what the Democrats are now looking at doing with Twitter. They're thinking, oh my gosh, these people like Alex Jones, Babylon Bee, Donald Trump Jr., and on and on and on. If all these people are back on Twitter telling us what they think, we can't let that happen, the Democrats are saying. We cannot let voters have a choice. We cannot let them hear both sides of the story. We can't take that chance. Because I'll tell you right now, anyone out there, any voter with any common sense whatsoever, if they hear both sides of every single story, which they haven't for years, if they do hear both sides of every story, they're going to go most of the time with the conservative point of view. Because it's just, it's common sense, people. It's not that tough. It's not that difficult. It's very basic. It's a very easy decision. There's no debating it most of the time. So what do? They just make sure you don't hear that other side. That's what this Disinformation Governance Board is all about. That's what they are going to attempt to do. By the way, one of our Colorado congresswomen, Lauren Boebert, who represents Southern Colorado, she is introducing a brand new bill. Okay? And what that is that she's saying that it's the Protect Free Speech bill. So she's going to put this bill into effect, and she's going to try to make sure that this misinformation department does not get funded. JD, I'll be right back.
Joe from Checkapro here. Join me this Saturday at 3 p.m. I'll be talking about ways how to save money and be more comfortable in your home with Koala Insulation of Boulder. That's this Saturday at 3 p.m. right here on KHNC. Tune in to learn how to save money and be more comfortable in your home.
How would you like some free advertising?
Free!
Free!
Free! Free! Free! Free!
Call 970-587-5003. We will put your small business or local company on the half-empty cup of joe for the small business section of the show. Call 970-587-5003, and we'll get your business some free advertising today.
Free!
Tactical Civics at tacticalcivics.com. We the people, for the first time in a long time, are joining together to enforce what we stipulate in the Constitution. It is proper law enforcement. Whether you're old, young, or too busy, America needs you. You can be a part of the people's grand jury or militia. The Republicans are not going to save us. It's up to us now to do what we should have been doing all along. Join us at tacticalcivics.com.
Insurance. Nobody likes buying it, but everyone needs it. The problem with insurance is if you don't need it, the money is simply gone. Car insurance costs hundreds of dollars a month, and if you don't get into an accident, which most people don't, the money is simply gone. Health insurance costs hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month, and unless you have a significant health issue, the money is simply gone month after month, year after year. When it comes to life insurance, all companies provide low-cost term insurance for people that acts just like car and health insurance. If you don't need it, the money is gone. At Northwestern Mutual, one of the reasons why we are ranked as the best insurance company in the United States is we offer a variety of low-cost blended plans that actually allow you to build wealth in the most likely event that you do not need to collect on your life insurance. Finally, an insurance plan that doesn't take your money and can actually build your wealth. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquin, at 602-909-9048. Again, that's 602-909-9048.
Hi, I'm Anita McAllister, your senior specialist. Are you turning 65? Know someone who is? The best time to learn about Medicare is 3 months before you turn 65. Call me at 970-515-6882 to start planning. Don't make the mistake of waiting too long. There are specific enrollment periods. If you miss them, you may have to wait till next year. There are late enrollment penalties. The longer you wait, the bigger the penalties. Call me, 970-515-6882, today.
Hi, everybody. Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0.
Shelby Gallagher here. Join us Saturdays at 9 a.m.
right here on 1360 KHNC.
Where we bring you great ideas to take your preps to the next level.
They'll create new government and bureaucratic entities and even laws to regulate and shut down free speech. That's an old writing right there. And it's trying to come to pass. That's what these communists in the White House are trying to do to us right now. If you control the media and you control the information that they spew, you can stay in power forever. It's really that simple. Okay? And when you've got billionaires out there, which, by the way, an entire new group of billionaires was created from high tech and from social media and all these things, you know, Yahoo, Google. I mean, forget about Microsoft and Apple. That's ancient compared to the stuff we've got since then. And every single one of these people and the ones around them, they've become extremely wealthy people. So we have a situation that we've never had before on this earth. And that is, we've got people becoming, we've got a bunch of leftist, Marxist type people out there, socialist, whatever, that are becoming unbelievably rich. Okay, they're telling me we've got a caller, so let's go ahead and bring that person on. Let's hear what they've got to say. Hello, caller. This is JD. How are you?
God bless you, JD.
Thank you.
JD, this is Sandra from Laughlin. God bless you and your message today. I was meeting with the American Patriots last night in Windsor, and one of the ladies there, lovely Linda, I call her, she made such an impact in one small statement, which was very powerful. She said, there are two types of people now here in the United States of America. We've got the communist globalists, and we have got our American patriots.
So true.
She laid it out so clearly, and it hit me like a brick. I mean, we've seen the shift for quite some time now, but now it's in our face. The veil is off, and they are showing who they are unabashedly.
Yeah, the veil's off, and like I'm always saying, and I said earlier, they don't even care now. They don't even care if you know that they're lying. They'll lie to you even as it's coming out of their mouth when you know it's a lie, and they don't even care. They don't try to hide it. Like you said, the veil has come off. You're right.
Yes. And another thing is, I mean, they are all in. And at least they're exposing themselves, which gives us more, I think, more, I shouldn't say ammunition, but power, and from the Holy Spirit and the supernatural from God above, to arm ourselves. There are more of us than there are them. I will never be convinced, and plus we have the power
way
of
more.
Our Holy Father. Yes. So, like, I'm trying to think who said that the Calvary is coming. He is here already. We just all need to tap into that. Get on your knees and pray for our freedom, for our children. Number one, for our children and what they're doing with us in the schools.
Yeah.
I just heard that they have wiped out the Title IX law that protected our children in school because you could go after the school district when they
right.
do these awful things to our children. They don't have it anymore. And
well, they
so
make you exempt.
Colorado.
They're making everybody exempt. They're making the criminals exempt. They're making the criminal politicians exempt, you know. That way you can do these things that they want you to do. And they say, hey, look, we've done this so that you cannot even be charged or arrested or anything for this. They can't mess with you, so go ahead and do it. And that's what they
right.
do. They protect, but they'll do just the opposite to the companies and the entities that they don't like gun manufacturers, right? Now they're trying
right.
to make it
right.
to where they can very easily be held liable and sued.
Correct. Well, we need some American Patriot lawman behind the bench that will step up and stand up for us American Patriots. Because I said to my husband this morning before he left, I said, I still cannot believe, and I don't know how long ago this happened, not too long ago, when Australia had confiscated all of the citizens' guns and burned them.
Right. Yeah, same thing they did
not,
in
I mean,
1938 or 1939 in Nazi Germany, exactly the same thing. History repeats
right,
itself.
Right.
Everything comes back full circle, always.
It does. I think in Luke it says there's nothing new under the sun.
That's right. That's right. And
mm-hmm.
that's all you got to know. And that's why I am baffled by people who continues every few years to put these leftist Democrats back in power. Why? Why are you doing
mm-hmm.
that? Do you want your country destroyed? Do you want your children and your grandchildren to grow up in a socialist, Marxist utopia where there are no free speech? There is no free speech. There's no religious freedoms. There's no nothing. There's no America. Stop voting for these people. Wake up.
Agree. Well said, J.D. God bless you.
God bless you too, Sonia, and I appreciate the call. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you. You too.
All right, great call. Great caller. And, you know, the people who listen to this station and to this show and others, they're very well informed, very smart, and you're not going to get over on our people. You're not going to get over on them. So these people only get more and more and more and more fired up as they're lied to and told this misinformation that they are trying to get ready to put somebody in to control it. So, oh my gosh. And not only are they trying to take control over our free speech and religious freedoms and things like that, which, by the way, the left are afraid of certain things way more than others. Being out of power, not being in control of the propaganda sites, the media, which is what they've become thanks to the left, and God. And guns, okay? JD, I'll be right back with you. Stick around after the break. We're going to talk about something different here, about what really is going on in Joe Biden's house in Wilmington, Delaware. Be right back.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have an outdated phone system? Is your service with a large carrier that doesn't care about you? Are you sick and tired of waiting on hold only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. We answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233 or learn more at libertybts.com.
I say, well, not that I say, the Bible says, but nothing truer has ever been said, right? Homeland Security, created back in the early 2000s by George W. Okay? Created to protect the homeland. Simple definition, right? What is the Department of Homeland Security? Well, it was created to protect the homeland. Okay. Well, actually, what it's become, the Department of Homeland Security is now protecting liberal elites from the homeland. That's what they're doing. What do I mean by that? The homeland is us. We, the people. We run this thing, not them. And it's high time we took it back. Okay, let's quit letting them have control and power. Let's quit giving power to all the wrong people. Like I said, they are scared. The Antichrist is scared of Jesus. The left and the Democrats and all this stuff, all these people that are trying to destroy America, the beacon on the hill, they're afraid of a lot of things too. And like I said, especially not being out of power, you know, losing control. Losing control of the media, God, and guns. Okay? If they could get rid of or control all four of those things, which, by the way, you can't if you're listening, then, yeah, they'd have it made. But I started to tell you earlier, Lauren Boebert, congresswoman from Colorado here, she is introducing a new bill. I just found this out last night. She's introducing a new bill in the swamp in Washington, D.C., that will protect freedom of speech and will make it to where this Ministry of Misinformation cannot be funded. So Congress controls the purse. The House controls the purse, okay? That's the way it's supposed to work. It's not supposed to be just because some president or because of the people behind this president want something that they can just do it because they're in the White House. That's not the way it works. That's why there's three branches of government. Okay? That's why we also have a judicial branch too, in case nobody can agree on something. That's the way our founders wanted it to work. So these people that are in control of the White House right now, they think they can just do this. Oh, let's create a Ministry of Misinformation. And then we'll just, then if Elon Musk won't do it, then by golly, we will. We'll just shut these patriots and these conservatives and these Christians and all these other people out there, anybody that we don't agree with, anybody that we don't like, we're going to turn their volume off. That's what they're trying to do. And God bless Congresswoman Boebert and Kat Kamak and all these other women and men, conservatives, Jake Evans trying to get in there out there in Georgia, all these people, God bless them. And thank you for being there for us. And yes, people, there are politicians in Washington who actually do care about America. They actually do care about us and our families, our kids, our grandkids. They care about us, and they are fighting for us every single day. Don't you let anybody tell you that there aren't those people, because there are a lot of those people. And after this November, there's going to be a whole lot more. And after 2024, there's going to be a whole lot more, and we're going to have a conservative back in the White House. So, yeah, there's hope. We just have to do every single little thing we can right now in the meantime. We got to keep these people from doing any more damage and destruction. That, you know, we got to keep that to a minimum. I'd actually like to keep it to zero if we can, but I doubt that. But we can definitely keep it to a minimum. All right. So we got a break coming up here in a couple of minutes. I want to touch on this, and I want to thank Phil out in Keensburg for talking to me about this subject yesterday. It's been on my mind. I've actually talked about it a little bit here and there before, but the biggest story that nobody is talking about. Since taking office, Joe Biden has spent more than a quarter of his time, way more, at his home in Wilmington, Delaware. Do you know that in the first year, the first 52 weeks of his presidency, he spent 26 of those weekends in Delaware? Did you know that? It's true. Look it up. Google it. Search it. Research it. It's true. Why? Why does Joe Biden need to go to his home and spend the weekend, half of his weekends? Why isn't he in the White House doing the people's business? Why isn't he doing what he's supposed to be doing? Why does he have to secretly go home every other weekend? Why is the Secret Service, why are they saying that they have no visitor logs from his home in Wilmington? Stay tuned. We're going to hit this hard when we get back. JD, the Colorado Deplorable, here with you on Swamp Fight.
Hi, this is Dana from Saddle Up Western Saddle and Tack Shop in Gilcrest, Colorado, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. We are your one-stop equine shop. We offer saddle fittings on-site and off-site. Our motto, fit the horse, fit the rider, fit the budget. You can call us at 303-772-7821. Visit us on the web at saddleupcolorado.net.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Why is Joe Biden spending so much time at his personal home in Wilmington, Delaware? Why? Why has he spent half of his weekends there instead of being in the White House? Why are there no records of comings and goings at the Biden home when he's there, while he's there. Just about a week ago, on April 20th, the Secret Service made the claim that it has no records of who visits Biden's home when he's there. Really? The President of the United States, the supposed most powerful man on the planet, and you don't have any records of who's coming and going, who's seeing him? And right. Yeah. Tell us another lie, okay? Tell us another one, Corn Pop. So, and they're doing the same thing with virtual visits at the White House, which by far, most of Joe Biden's visits, which are not very many, really, not at least not the visits you would think he would be getting as POTUS, but most of his visits are virtual. Right, they've been using this virtual stuff ever since 2019. I mean, they're doing the same thing now, hiding him in his basement, that they did during the entire election. And guess what? It worked, right? That and the fact that they controlled Twitter at that time during the election, and they controlled the debate moderators, Chris Wallace, who just lost his job on the new CNN Plus after a month. They control all that. So, that's why they do these virtual visits and things. But, guess what? Secret Service says there's no logs of those visits either. No logs of who the president is meeting with virtually out of the White House. Why is this, folks? Well, I tell you what I've heard, and I can't prove any of this. It's just an opinion. Medical. Are most of his virtual visits with his doctors? Is that who's seeing him at his home in Wilmington, Delaware? Is he getting treatments in his basement out of his home in Wilmington, Delaware? Is that what's going on? Is that why there are no logs? Because they don't want us to know the real truth. Like, we don't already know this guy's a basket case and in horrible physical health. Like, we don't already know that. Hey, don't put it past them to cover something like this up and lie to us about it. And like I said, it's just an opinion for now. I can't give you proof yet, but I do believe it's coming. I've been told this. We'll see what happens. JD here with you. All done for this Saturday. Join me every Saturday from noon to 1 here in the swamp for Swamp Fight. I'll see you next week. God bless all of you.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money. But lately, control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do driveways?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do patios?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do sidewalks?
We do it!
Get a hold of EnviroShapes Concrete at 303-775-7926 or EnviroShapes@gmail.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley.